It is Chamber Chat time, and I'm going to let you introduce our guest. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have Stephanie Danielson. She is with Homestate Bank and also the president of the 2024 Chamber Board of Directors.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. Is this your first attempt at being in a group where you are the head honcho?
Yes and no. For a board position,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But as far as leading groups, I do that every day with my current position at Homestate Bank.
So. Oh, all right. Well, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a born leader.
Yeah. How about that? And if you want money, you're the person to go to.
Yes, I am.
Okay. No, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. As business manager, I mean, what does your day look like? What's an average day for you?
Ooh, so I wear many hats. So one of the things that I do is I oversee the bankers and the tellers, mm-hmm. whether it be process and procedures. I also help, my main position is helping small businesses grow with their cash handling.
Okay.
So that's my biggest position is to see, how are they accepting cash, checks, cards? How can we streamline that process for them? And then I also do personal loans. So your consumers, your cars, your boats. Mm-hmm. Right now, the big thing is with spring coming into season, campers. That's my other thing that I do. So not only do I help my businesses, I help consumers too.
This should be an awesome year for that.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. So, well, that's great. And I know you got some notes in front of you. I didn't want to cut you out of what you wanted to chat about, but I just want to find a little bit more about you. So,
yeah.
What have you got that's good for us from the chamber?
Ooh, okay. So, our annual meeting is coming up. So, April 18th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Registration ended just a couple days ago,
we could probably if you called today, and this is exclusive to chamber members and their employees.
Oh, okay.
So if you are if you're an employee of one of our chamber member businesses, mm-hmm. this would include you.
Okay.
So all the employees at Homestate Bank, for example, mm-hmm. they could register for this annual meeting. It's one of the perks of being a member.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where is this going to be held?
It is going to be at the American Legion.
Okay.
We do have a guest speaker, Eric Day. He is the executive director of Mid-Minnesota Development. And then
just
we also
talking about that stuff.
Right. Yep.
That's great.
And then we have Andrew, is it
Letson.
Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Of Meeker County Administrator. And then they're basically going to be talking about some of the challenges that Meeker County, that we're currently facing, whether it be housing, right?
Yep.
Development.
Workforce.
Yep.
So they're going to be. Childcare.
So it's going to be a very interesting topic that we're going to cover at our meeting.
Okay.
So not only do we have two speakers, but then we also like to give out a couple of awards that day too.
That's right. I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have our President's Award, and then we also have our Small Business and Large Business of 2023 Award we're going to give out that day.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about who's nominated for those
absolutely.
Awards?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So for our Small Business, we have Simply Good, Stockman's Greenhouse, and the Red Goat. So if you are in one of those establishments before our meeting, congratulate them for being nominated.
Right.
And then our large business is going to be Central County Co-op, Tech Edge, and Bobcat.
All right. They're all up for the big awards.
Yes, they are.
That's very good. I hate to tell you that time-wise or age-wise, but I went to my first chamber meeting or annual meeting in 1979.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But it's always been a nice event. At that time, it was really pretty much considered a black tie event. I think things have maybe evolved a little bit since those days. But it was always amazing to hear what people and what businesses have done. The entrepreneurship is always kind of interesting. And you don't think about it on a day-to-day basis. It's great stuff.
And it's, aside from those kind of awards, we also do give out a President's Award, which focuses on, somebody who has done great things within the community. Mm-hmm. And we also talk about kind of a recap of what we did the year previous. We'll kind of highlight some of those bigger things. And then talk about all of those new businesses that have joined the chamber community.
Okay.
And it's a great way to connect with businesses and businesses. So,
oh, yeah.
Especially with our new businesses that are just coming to town, to get to know like who the owners are.
Yeah, because you don't like just go over there and introduce yourself a lot of times. You've got your business, they got theirs, and you get together.
Yeah.
And that's great. There is a... I'm going to call it an issue, but I think there is something that can really be helpful through our chamber. You guys have a great website.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were, you know, during the auction looking at, you know, at it and things like that. And we are sadly losing our newspaper.
Yeah.
That is something that was announced last week. The big conglomerate that bought out the, it was the Red Wing Press, I guess, at that time, but Hutch Leader and Litchfield Independent Review, plus a bunch of southwestern cities, towns, they're losing their newspapers. And what if you're looking for kind of some current stuff, you can go, I assume, to your webpage and maybe even... There's a chance we'll add to that some things, because this is, you know, we know KLFD is going to be a place to get your news, but there also should be a nice place online besides that we can go to, and I would think the chamber would be a great resource for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not only just for our chamber members, but it's for the community. So a lot of, all of the events that we do post are related to chamber businesses. Mm-hmm. That's just a perk of being a member.
Sure.
And then, of course, we do have those specific events that are, you know, members only that we'll have online as well.
Yeah.
One of which are, we do some lunch and learns throughout the year. And so for those chamber members, you know, for example, we have this one on our software program that we use all of our, you know, member information online.
Oh, okay.
And so it's called Chamber Master. Yeah. So we do a free learning session for them. So if you are part of one of those businesses, a chamber business, and you want to get to know a little bit of how you can work on that software,
mm-hmm.
we have one coming up next two weeks from now on April 24th.
Okay.
And it's from 11:30 to 1. And that's one of those other things that you can register for on our website.
Okay.
So
what do you have to do to become a chamber member?
You can visit us online, litch.com. You can send an email, janae@litch.com. Give us a call, 320-693-8184. You can stop by our office, and I can kind of give you the whole spiel on all of
what we have to offer. Levels.
There is. There's many different levels, from nonprofit up to elite. So, and they all come with their own set of specific benefits. And
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Stephanie from Home State Bank. Any last comments you'd like to throw in about the chamber and what's going on?
We do have a couple of major events coming up, too.
Okay.
Our biggest event that I always look forward to is our golf scramble.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Keep your eyes out for the registration of that, because last year was our biggest turnout, and I would love to make it even bigger this year.
All right.
So that is one of my favorite events, and that is happening on June 24th, so it's a Monday this year.
Mm-hmm.
And our times are a little bit different. We're going to start a little bit earlier because of the turnout we had last year. We just want to make sure that we get everything in.
Yeah, and you should, and because we are Blue Line Club that I'm a member, has a big scramble too. You got to get registered early, you know, because it's in June. I mean, fact is, maybe as you start May, you should be getting a hold of you folks and getting signed up.
Yep. Yeah. We'll hopefully have all of those logistics figured out within the next couple of weeks so that we can open up that registration and, it's fun.
And lastly, remind us again the timing on the annual meeting that's coming up, Stephanie, and so that people can get ready for it.
Perfect. So it's coming up April 18th from 11:30 to 1 o'clock, and that's going to be at the American Legion.
All right. Yep. Very good.
So,
well, there you go. And Janae, anything you've got to add to our program this morning?
Not that I can think of right now.
All right. You'll have more next week.
Oh, always. Oh, yeah.
We always do. All right. Thank you, gals, for coming in. We've got Janae Preeb and Stephanie Danielson on Chamber Chat. Thank you.